got some weight.
This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron. I'm your host, Brian Kilby. This is episode 387 and a half, so I'm rounding it up to 388. Just me this week. Just a really short episode with a few updates. By the time you're hearing or watching this, we're probably already at or are coming back from TFCon. If you're catching, if you're trying to watch us live, which we are live almost every Wednesday, except for this one, but if you're here to watch us live, I'm recorded. So just letting you know. But hi there, and thank you anyway for coming to tfradio.net/live. We love you. But this is the first episode of our 15th year, or is it the second? Either way, last week was our 15th anniversary episode, and if you haven't already listened, stop what you're doing right now and go back and download that and listen to it, because it's good. We have a lot, not that this isn't good, but we had lots and lots and lots of content last week. Really good. In fact, if you're going to do that, just go ahead and delete this episode and then download it again. I'm fine with that. Really, I wanted to get a chance to knock out some things that I wanted to mention that XV doesn't normally allow me to do. And he's not here. So if you're not already following us on Twitter, or our fan on Facebook, we are on Twitter at TF Radio, and on Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio. And me personally at B Kilby on Twitter, by the way. B-K-I-L-B-Y. If you're following us and we're not following you back, you know, there's so many spam bots and people who aren't real. But shoot us a tweet. Just let us know, hey, at TF Radio, follow me. You're not following me back. We'll do that, because I'm cool like that. You can do that with me as well. Oh, let's see here. So if you're watching the video, you see I'm wearing my pretty royal blue Radio Free Cybertron shirt. We did get those this week. Hopefully by the time you hear this, you'll have yours. But if you're international, all of those have shipped out at this point. So loving this shirt. If you're going to TFCon, you will see me there. And if we see you wearing one, you get free high fives. Just like that. And Rob Springer me. Hug you. So we've talked before about how there is the JD Church collection for sale. Many of those items have already sold, but we have a couple hundred toys left. If you are wanting to purchase and help out JD's widow, Amanda, please go to tfradio.net or look at our Facebook page, and we have that linked. You can go ahead and shoot an email to the address that's listed beside of the item or items, and let us know that you are interested. But we actually will not be back from TFCon until, about the 28th of October. So you might get a response between now and then. You might not. Just let us know you're interested. You don't have to pay yet, because, of course, somebody wants multiple. If multiple people want the same item, we have to figure out how to divvy that stuff out. But it goes to a good cause. There are lots of good items left. And if you are on the way to TFCon, we may actually have a few items available there, either from Don's room. That's not as bad as it sounds. From Don's room, or a friend of ours is going to lend us some table space. And actually, if you are going to be at TFCon, say hi to us. Even if you don't have a shirt, that's fine. Just say hi. We would appreciate it. Let's see here. Actually, also, I'm playing around with the idea of tweeting out. We're obviously, for people who aren't there, we're going to tweet out information, photos, whatever. But if you're there, we probably will tweet out, like, some meetup opportunities. I don't think we're doing a formal meetup, because I'm weirded out by people. Not true. Not true. Not mostly true. But we will actually tweet out some meetup opportunities, but we're probably not doing like a dinner or anything because honestly, this is my vacation. I haven't had a week off from work in a while, so my wife wants to see the city. I want to see the convention, so probably not any dinner opportunities at this time, but at BotCon, I'm certain that'll happen. Oh, let's see here. And again, no live show this week. If you're at tfradio.net/live on Wednesday, you're seeing me right now. And again, I'm recorded. Let's see here. I do want to get a couple of normal items out this week, though. So let's go ahead and jump to This Week in History. So in 1985, which was 29 years ago, 29 years, the Transformers episode City of Steel debuted, and it's one of the worst episodes of anything ever. I love it. It has some of my favorite Transformers items ever, like the Alligator Con. Love it, love it, love it. I think it's an Akon episode. It's terrible. It's terrible. Terrible. But we do actually have an episode of Transformers Rewind, which we did of that, and it's a blast to watch. Go ahead and check that out. I will have it linked from tfradio.net on the show notes. So check that out. There are a few items I want to get out of the way this week as far as the news is concerned. Stuff that I wanted to mention before. We actually have a show next week. An Asia edition of MP05, which is Megatron. I think this is the Asia exclusive. Actually, I don't think it's an Asian exclusive. But it's a gold Megatron, and apparently this has blown up. Some people don't like this. I mean, I have to admit, I'm not like super crazy about it, but there have been some interesting comments online. Probably not befitting, you know, the stature of the average Transformers fan. Some lowbrow things have been said. I won't go any farther than that, but you know, it is what it is. I'm trying to get a larger. If you're watching the video, I'm trying to get a larger version of this up there, and it's running a little slow. But Big Bad Toy Store has that up for pre-order. Certainly, you'll get it gold and chromed, and you'll get the plug in the barrel. I've actually never purchased one of their Masterpiece Megatrons, so I'm sort of curious how the plug works. I know it's not supposed to be removable. I don't want to say that I think it probably is, but probably with enough effort you can get it out, but probably would damage the toy. But yeah, so the gold version... some uncouth comments have been said about the toy. Get over it. It's a gold version of Megatron. Maybe dipped in the Golden Lagoon or something. I don't know. Oh, let's see here. So Hasbro announced AllSpark Pictures, which is basically... I look at this as basically Hasbro's version of Marvel Productions. They're pretty much taking the bull by the horn and are trying to have more... creative control over their items, their properties, which realistically, you know, they probably should look at things like Battleship. The last G.I. Joe wasn't so bad, but Transformers in general, pretty bad. They did say that they want to have, let's see here, I thought one note was interesting. I think they actually said they want to reimagine. Yeah, so... they want to reimagine some of their properties, including Jim and the Holograms, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So here it is. This includes new television programming as well as collaboration with the filmmakers on our next ideas to reinvent and reimagine the Transformers brand in movies. I wouldn't go so far as to say that this is going to be a complete and total departure from the other Transformers movies because, of course, they've made lots of money, especially internationally. The last couple have made tons of money. I think Dark of the Moon is like in the top 10 highest grossing movies ever internationally. So probably not such a huge departure. In fact, with this announcement of the movie, which we of course knew that there would be another Transformers movie. I mean, duh. But I've seen lots and lots of rumors that it's going to feature Optimus Prime, that Optimus Prime is going to die, that it's going to feature the Maximals and the Predacons. Until I see an official release from Hasbro, I'm not going to trust anything. So if you hear any rumors like that, just assume that they're not true. And you can tell whoever told you those rumors that I said so. But yeah, so moving along, blah, blah, blah. Oh. This one's a little unfortunate. So this is the New Year's Chinese New Year Platinum Edition Year of the Goat figures. Yeah. So it's Masterpiece Soundwave in some horrific brown and transparent color scheme. I'm certain there's probably some sort of reasoning to this, but it's terrible. As well as in the same color scheme, Laser Prime. That just doesn't work. Not for me. I'm assuming somebody somewhere might like this, but I'm sorry. I know the Year of the Horse Optimus, that gold chromed color, didn't appeal to everybody. I thought it looked pretty decent, but hopefully nobody out there actually likes this. I know Ender will buy Optimus Prime, but that actually pretty much just goes without saying. Let's see here. I don't have any third-party news because I don't want to talk about any of it. I figure all of the third-party news this week anyway will happen at TFCon. There'll probably be a panel. So again, if you're going to be at TFCon, say hello. And if you're not, follow us on Twitter because we will have lots of photos. And it will be awesome. So what you probably want to do, because there are lots of other news and I just don't want to get into it, go to tformers.com. We have lots of items of interest. Transformers Q-Series G1 and Age of Extinction figures. They're super deformed, so they look like... I don't know if they're related to Coro Q, which is a line that Takara did years ago, but probably is. There are also reviews of Robots in Disguise 34 and Primacy number 3. And new images of the Generations book, 2014 Volume 2, exclusive Ghost Shooter. And that's looking pretty nice. So I'm going to real quickly take a break and be back with not an authoritative review, but just some thoughts around Transformers Legacy.
Radio Free Cybertron has teamed up with Kokomo Toys and Collectibles in Kokomo, Indiana. If you're in the Kokomo area, visit our store for a huge selection of new and classic toys. Visit online at www.kokomotoys.com for our address and store hours. While you're there, check out our listing of pre-order items, as well as visit our eBay store. Visit us at www.kokomotoys.com. That's KOKOMOTOYS.com. We're also on Facebook.
So, hello, I'm back. And I'm holding Transformers Legacy, which is the book that we talked to Jim Sorensen and Bill Forster about last week on our 15th anniversary show. And if you haven't watched or listened to that yet, go back now. But we've spoken with Jim and Bill quite a few times about it. I've been super excited about it. I mean, look at it. It's hardcover. That's hardcover. 300 pages, nearly. It's like 295 pages. It's super, super premium. XV got the review copy for T-Formers. So he's already done an in-depth review, and I basically just want to share some of my thoughts. Because I tend to get really excited about something, and I'm really disappointed when I actually get my hands on it. But I can say... I love this book. I really do. It's super premium. I mean, just the feel of it. I mean, it feels impressive. It looks impressive. I don't want to go too much into what's in the book from a visual perspective because you need to buy it. And all the images are super high res and gorgeous. And trying to show it over the 720p screen in this little window would really be doing a disservice to the book. It covers Generation 1, the Japanese continuation of Generation 1, and Generation 2. It's not 100% complete. in the coverage of the content. I don't think 100% of this material still exists, but it feels complete. And the fact that there's quite a bit of content that was never published, I mean, really, unless you are super obsessive compulsive in respect to the completeness of the content, and frankly, nobody's compiled a book like this or an archive of this. I mean, for God's sakes, Botch from Botch the Crab did the afterword in the book. Unless you're completely obsessive, compulsive, and anal about the completeness, you are going to be more than thrilled with this. I really, really do love it. Gosh, I mean, what else can I say? Just, if you love Transformers, you'll love this. I really love the work that Jim and Bill do in their resource guides. This they've outdone themselves. There's less. I mean, there's hardly any text in the book. There doesn't need to be. I mean, here's a big, bold, beautiful picture of Skylinks. What kind of write-up does that need? By God, it doesn't, because it's Skylinks, and he's brilliant. But there's stuff in here that... it even goes into some newer items. I remember seeing Enemy in a listing of characters. And not the Enemy from the voice changer, the same character, but Enemy from the eHobby box. So it goes into some recent, more recent material. There's some beautiful unreleased G2 art in here that's just amazing. Right now I'm looking at the MicroMaster combiners. I mean, just really buy the book. I'm actually buying 2 more copies as gifts. I mean, and I'm cheap. I'm really cheap, and I love this. So, seriously, go to Amazon, go to your local comic shop, pick it up. It retails like $50. You can get it for less on Amazon. I'm super thrilled. Again, this is not an authoritative, you know, complete review. Just my thoughts. But I could not be happier. Now, if they would try to do this with the actual artwork from the toys, not the artwork, not artwork, but photography. Doug Glenn, years ago, did the Cybertronian, which was a first take at this sort of thing. That wasn't package art. That was actual toy imagery. I would love to have like something like in this format that's actually toy photography. But the thing is with toy photography, you know, there's a matter of the angle that you take it at or the lighting quality. I mean, that would be a huge, huge undertaking. But there's just something about this. It's like owning it. Like my Transformers collection is, I have a pretty decent collection, but I don't normally collect boxed stuff. And I don't know, just looking at this really fills, it really just fills a need that I have for some of this stuff. It sort of scratches an itch. I don't know. I love it. I'm not being very articulate in describing how much I love it, but I really do love it. It's pretty great. So let's see here. I got one more item that I want to do. My friend and yours, Anthony Brucalli, from TFU.info, and the host of our new podcast, Transformers 101, had an interview with Tim Steele, who is the co-author of the Masters of the Universe art retrospective, which is coming out next year. It's The Art of He-Man. Pretty excited about that, too, to be honest. Not a huge Masters of the Universe fan, but I do love the art. But he interviewed Tim Steele at New York Comic Con. This is an audio interview, so if you're watching the video, you're just going to have to watch a still screen for a few minutes, but that's okay. So let's go ahead and check that out, and I'll be back in about 9 minutes.
I'm here with Tim Seeley.
That's me.
And he is the author of the new Z-Man 30th Anniversary Retrospective book.
Co-author. Co-author. With my brother Steve, yeah.
Okay. And the official title of the book is?
The Art of He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
Okay, why don't you tell me a little bit about the book?
Well, the book is, it's a collection of a variety of Masters of the Universe related art from all different media. So it includes the original designs for the figures. It includes animation work. It includes the original paintings done for the box art. And a whole bunch of different stuff, like covering the sort of breadth of the art produced for Masters of the Universe over the last 30-some years. So it's very comprehensive. My brother and I kind of are working with Dark Horse to help curate and pick stuff, and we're also helping them do the interviews. And just sort of, you know, being able to generally be excited and be able to fan out about it as we are. So,
And how did you get involved with this project?
I've worked with the guys from Dark Horse for a lot of years on various projects and stuff. We've always been really we always get along really well, and they know I'm a huge Masters of the Universe fan because I tell them all the time. And so, in about 5 years ago, 4 years ago, they had a job to do the mini comics that came with the figures. They needed somebody to write those because Dark Horse was going to be putting those together for Mattel. And the first comic I ever got was a Masters of the Universe mini comic. And it's what got me into comics. So I said, you know, if that ever happens, I want to do it. So I ended up doing that gig, which worked out great. And then when this art book came up, I was you know, the guy that called again because they know that I'm into it, and they know that I have tons of enthusiasm for the old stuff, and that I'm somewhat of an expert on Masters of the Universe. So
okay.
Yeah.
Now, does the book cover, now you say it covers 30 years, it covers, say, the post-original line and
yep.
2003 line and
Yeah, it covers the original series, the first release figures, the New Adventures figures, the Space E-Man, right, as we like to call them, the 2000X figures, and then the MOTUC, the classics, and everything in between. We have movie designs, so pretty much everything. We even have some of the art from the Burger King kids meal.
Oh, wow.
Boxes. We even have the art for that. So we've got everything.
Now, tell me, what was some of the bigger challenges in getting this art together? Now, 30 years, a lot of the stuff probably doesn't exist. How much of it existed in its original form? How hard was it tracking down some of the stuff?
I mean, the initial toughest part was finding, you know, the original figure designs and some of the stuff that we know no one had seen. My brother and I were really pushing for unseen stuff. You know, not the stuff that's easy to find on the internet, you know. We want to have at least a little bit of just like, because we know it exists. But actually our problem now is we just have too much stuff. And we're trying to sort of curate it down to, you know, a sizable collection that can fit in a book that's growing steadily. You know, the book keeps getting bigger and bigger, so we're trying to, you know, really sort of pick the best and most representative of various types of Masters of the Universe art.
How big is the book now?
I think it's going on 300 pages.
Wow.
I haven't checked recently, but, it, you know, whatever it started at, it's been rapidly filling with more stuff, and people keep finding stuff and telling us about it, and so, yeah, we just had to, like, expand certain sections that we didn't know we'd even have anything for.
Can you give me an example?
Well, we were concerned that we wouldn't have any original figure designs for the original series,
okay,
but we found some of those, and now we've even got some sketches and stuff for the 2000X line, and then a whole bunch of unreleased figure art for New Adventures, which I didn't think would be much for New Adventures, but we actually found a bunch of never made figures for that, so pretty cool stuff.
Nice. So how helpful was it? Did you work with Mattel to put this book together?
Yeah. Well, so Mattel came to us with a collection of stuff they had, and so we've been using their collection as a basis and then just trying to add to it. They have a lot of stuff. When they bought the Filmation collection, they ended up with a lot of animation work, so we were able to go through that and pick out animation work. But yeah, it was a lot of, you know, their stuff was a lot of great stuff, and we just wanted to sort of fill it out and add to it with some of the other art that we found.
Personal question as a geek of this stuff myself, Battle Bones?
Oh, I love that abundance.
Is the art in there?
The box art is, yes. Okay. Yeah. In fact, we found a poster that has it has two battle bones. Like, it's all the figures, but each side has their own battle bones. So the bad guys have one and the good guys have one. So they're both riding in this, it's like their armored carrier, the battle bones. But I thought it was cool that they'd fight each other. Like,
they each have their own.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
So, as a 30-year retrospective, what would you attribute the, I guess, the historical kind of staying power for
Mass Universe? I mean, I've thought about this a lot, and I think one of the things my brother and I always liked about it was that it's so flexible and open to interpretation, and anything that's sort of like lasted a long time in pop culture, whether it be Batman or whether it be Ninja Turtles, are all things that can be reinvented and changed, and also can be sort of influenced you can do your own version, right? If you were a kid playing Master Universe, you could watch a cartoon, or you could have just a vague familiarity with it and make up your own stuff because all the story you needed was in that toy. So I think that's one thing that we really think makes it stick around is that it's when you see Master Universe, you know what it is, right? Even if you don't know the details, you can tell it so clearly communicates what it is. It's fantasy, it's science fiction, it's superheroes, it's barbarians, it's all these things, and it tells it so well.
Okay. And on the flip side of that, even though 30 years later, it's still in the cultural consciousness.
Yeah.
I'd say. It's been a while since it's taken that leap from being something somebody knows about to being top level,
sure, absolutely,
top of mind kind of thing. What do you think is keeping Masters of the Universe from that as a story? Is there something inherent to the story that hasn't touched? Is it something modern? It's like,
well, I think part of it might just be that the action figures is not a big thing anymore. Kids today are more apt to play video games and stuff like that. So Masters of the Universe sort of existed at a time in a perfect storm. It deregulated. If you could have cartoons that sold toys, they were the first action figures with a cartoon on the shelves. They sort of just struck. It was a perfect storm of things. They struck a chord with young boys. So I think now, it's when kids don't play with action figures as much, and I think that is what Master Universe was made for. It is made for toys. It is made for playability. It is made for that. So it has a little more trouble, catching on because kids are sort of. The toys that kids play with today are by and large not action figures. I mean, they're getting out of them pretty early. By the time kids are, 4 or 5, they're done playing with action figures now. They've moved on to sophisticated video game stuff. But it's still popular. It's just I think it does take that sort of the fact that it is made for playability to make it sort of catch on with everyone.
And what would you say, what's ahead for you as far as beyond this book? Are there plans for more books? Are there plans?
I mean, we'll see. As soon as we started putting this stuff together, we realized, that we had enough stuff maybe for, maybe a chapter of She-Ra. But then we were like, well, we have more than that for She-Ra. So there's things where we're like, well, maybe we should, consider a She-Ra book, or we should consider it. But it's just going to come down to how much stuff we have and how much, I think once the book comes out, if there's a really good response, and we're probably going to hear from more people who have art they want to share, so we may end up going back to press or doing more books. So I mean, I'm always up for it, and it's a blast for me to do. I would have done this book for free. So
And the details on the book again, release date,
I believe price. It's out in April.
Alright Tim, I think that does
right,
it
thanks,
for me
man.
Thank you so much.
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
That's the show. Thanks for joining me. I will be back, I'm assuming before next week. I'm hoping to have a show from TFCon. If not, we will have lots of material from TFCon on Wednesday's show of next week. But hoping to have a twofer this week, this show, this mini show, as well as the TFCon episode. We'll find out. We'll see how it goes. For the guys, I'm your host and friend, Brian Kilby. Please check us out next week, and don't forget Facebook, Twitter, all of that. We'll see you. Hope to see you at TFCon. I'm going to bed.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers Internet radio show since 1999. 100% girlfriend free since 1999.